There are some churches that dedicate children. And when they dedicate children, what it really says is to the parents is, I'll raise you in church and I'm dedicating myself to raise you. And in that process, we're saying that we give, in this case, Cameron, back to God. I don't want to say do with what he wants to do with him, but lead him and guide him and just watch him grow. I love those shoes. And that's what what dedication is. We in the Methodist Church baptize infants. And some people say, well, why do you do that? And we do that because we believe that in that act of baptism, God draws us to him. And there's a term that we may not understand, but there's four levels of grace that John Wesley taught. And one of them was prevenient grace. And what he said was, and it's not only to Cameron, but it would have been to me or to anyone out here, is that when we were sinful, that prevenient grace is what God did to draw us to him. And so through the act of baptism, we believe that there will be a point in Cameron's life when Cameron says, Jesus, forgive me. And as cute as he is, and as innocent as he is, and as adorable as he is, and I could just keep going on and on and on, we're not perfect. We're born into a sinful world. So what baptism does is it really is an outward sign of his inward honesty and his in. You are just too cute. of what's inside of him, the purity that's there, even though we are not perfect. So when Greg came to me and said that Zach and Chrissy wanted to have him baptized, I thought, man, let's do it, you know. And so anyway, they'd asked Greg to participate, and I'm glad that they did. So we are going to baptize him. Can I hold him, or you want to hold him?
Just don't drop him.
You know, he would be the first little guy I ever dropped. You know, I probably need a grandson or a granddaughter, but, you know, I know that you're not going to give him up. You're just too cute. Let's pray for him. Our Heavenly Father, how precious children are, and how we understand that when children came to you, you never turned them away, but you rejoiced in them, and you rejoiced in the opportunity, Lord, to be with them, to bless them, to encourage them. And so, Father, we are thankful for Chrissy and thankful for Zach and thankful that they brought Cameron up here to be baptized, to be dedicated to you. So, Lord, we thank you for that. I could probably hold you during the morning message. You think that would be okay? You think Mom would care?
Yeah. Zach and Chrissy, you both agree to raise this lovely child in church to know God.
Say again.
And will you lead a great example for him to know Christ?
Yeah.
Cameron, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you. It wasn't that bad now, was it? Look at this little guy. Isn't he adorable? Check out those shoes. I didn't drop him.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know you guys are happy. Hey, congratulations. Yeah, I'm happy for you guys.